With Montana News, I'm Charles Bolte. Montana's unemployment rate dropped to 9% last month from 11.9% in April amid the coronavirus-related economic downturn. Total employment, including both payroll jobs and the self-employed, added nearly 17,000 jobs over the month, the most jobs added in any single month since data collection began in 1976. Despite job gains, Montana's May employment estimate remains roughly 44,000 jobs below its pre-pandemic peak. Montana's 9% unemployment rate trails nearby Idaho and Wyoming, each reporting just shy of 9%. North and South Dakota are a smidge over. The national unemployment rate for the period was 13.3%. In May, the number of people enrolled in Medicaid expansion in Montana grew by 1,700. It's the first time in over a year enrollment numbers in the health coverage program for low-income adults increased over the previous month. The program now covers 7.8% of the state population. Governor Steve Bullock joined Missoula Community Health Center officials Thursday to tout Medicaid expansion's role in providing health coverage for Montanans during the novel coronavirus pandemic. During the appearance at Partnership Health Center, Bullock said Montanans are more likely to weather the pandemic than those in the 14 states without Medicaid expansion programs. In 2019, the Montana legislature and Governor Steve Bullock reached a deal to continue the state's Medicaid expansion program with the inclusion of work or community engagement requirements. Those requirements are not in place yet for enrollees, and that policy change is still awaiting approval from the federal government. Bullock says he's heard nothing back and presumes the pandemic is slowing the review process. Authorities in Billings say members of a U.S. Marshals Service task force this week killed a man wanted for arrest in a Colorado homicide. The six unnamed officers are part of a federal task force that pursues violent fugitives. Billings Police Department spokesperson Lieutenant Brandon Woolley said the federal agents had been trying to apprehend the 19-year-old suspect Thursday evening.
During the arrest, the male exchanged gunfire with members of the task force, and he died at the scene. No members of the task force were injured, and there were no other reported injuries associated with the shooting.
He declined to identify members of the task force due to an ongoing investigation, which the Billings Police Department is conducting, and said by policy, the coroner will release the name of the deceased. A group seeking to legalize recreational marijuana in Montana says it has gathered enough signatures to put the question to voters in November's election. The ballot committee New Approach Montana says it's turned in 52,000 signatures in support of a ballot initiative to allow retail marijuana sales at a 20% tax rate. Organizers also turned in more than 80,000 signatures for an accompanying constitutional initiative that would allow the legal age to buy marijuana to be set at 21. New Approach Montana spokesman Pepper Peterson said they collected signatures from all 100 state house districts, all while taking precautions to prevent transmission during the coronavirus pandemic.
We think it represents what's going to happen in November, you know, that there's going to be an overwhelming support for this in every corner of the state. There's not a legislative district that's not represented in the signatures. We feel like the support out there is deep and wide, and it's really exciting.
Election officials must verify the signatures before the measures are approved for the ballot. According to the Associated Press, campaign finance reports show New Approach Montana spent more than $1 million collecting signatures. Fire officials say they now know how a wildfire started last weekend near Clancy. The Lump Gulch fire took off June 13th during a powerful windstorm. Incident spokesman Dwayne Buchai.
I don't have the specifics on exactly what occurred. In fact, they were still doing some of that as part of the investigation, but they had concluded that it definitely had come from the power lines.
The Lump Gulch fire quickly blew up last Saturday and prompted the mandatory evacuation of about 20 homes. Those orders were lifted the next day. The fire is now listed at 1,070 acres and 65% contained. It's exhibiting quiet behavior and minimal spread. But Buchai cautions that it may occasionally belch out smoke for weeks to come.
The interior where you've got all this heavy deadened down, you know, there's still some heat in there. And we're going to get ready to go into here kind of a drying, warming trend. And you could occasionally see a smoke column come up from a tree that torches or something like that out of that interior of where that fire burned.
92 firefighters are assigned to the fire. In southeast Montana, the lightning-caused Fire Gulch fire burning southwest of Ashland is 81% contained. Two structures have been destroyed in this fire with expected full containment on Saturday. The public has 1 month to formally weigh in on Butte's pending $150 million Superfund deal before it goes to a federal court for final approval. The 1,100-page overarching cleanup settlement between the Environmental Protection Agency, the county, the state, and Atlantic Richfield was released in February. Since then, the Superfund parties have hosted numerous events to explain what's in it to residents and local officials. In May, Butte Silver Bow commissioners voted 10-2 to approve the deal or consent decree, and last week it was lodged with a federal district court. Now the pending agreement is subject to two 30-day public comment periods, one overseen by the Department of Justice and the other by the State Department of Environmental Quality. Both comment periods end July 15th. For more information on how to submit a comment, check out our website, mtpr.org. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Charles Bolte.